folks.
We're here to tell you a story.
This here's a country story.
Well, actually, it's about some city kids.
Who found themselves stuck in the country on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, there were two kids who, just because they were from the city, thought they knew everything.
You know how those city slickers are.
But that Christmas Eve, they heard something they'd never heard before.
It was a story.
So this really is a story and a story.
And it all happened in the country.
I don't want to spend Christmas out in the sticks.
It's like we have a choice.
But if Dad can't get the car fixed in time, we're stuck here for the holidays.
I hate this. There's nothing to do out here. No video games, no DVDs, not even a TV.
There's not a mall or a movie theater within 100 miles of here. I'm bored stiff.
These people are nice to let us stay here, I guess, but what is it with them? They call everybody cousin?
Yeah, that's weird.
The next time somebody comes up to me and says, howdy, cousin.
Howdy, cousin.
I think I'm going to be sick.
See, Cousin Dustin, are you ill?
Not exactly.
I have Granny give you a dose of castor oil. It'll fix you up in a jiffy.
No, corn maid, please. I'll be okay, really.
If you say so.
Hey, Cousin Daniel, Cousin Dustin, you want to go down the creek and catch crawdads?
No, I mean, it sounds like a blast, but I think I'll pass.
Hey, Cousin Chelsea.
That's just Chelsea.
Sorry, just Chelsea. You want to go climb the persimmon tree?
No, I'm not dressed for that climbing.
I got some overalls you can wear. They're my Sunday pair, but I don't mind if you wear them.
No, I think not.
Alrighty.
Hey, cousin, do you want to?
No!
Alrighty.
And we're not your cousins either.
Sorry.
Look, Luther, Cormay, we don't want to be rude, but Chelsea, Daniel, and I feel, well, a little misplaced out here in the boonies. We'd like to get back to the city before Christmas.
Yeah, what's so special about the city anyhow?
It's so cool. There's always something to do.
Things are really happening, you know?
Noise, and this is from the dead.
Sounds exciting.
I'd like to go there sometime. Sid, if you were back in the city right now, what'd you be doing?
I don't know. I'd probably be hanging out with my friends at the arcade.
Going to the mall.
Don't you all have a get-together with your family on Christmas Eve?
Not really. Usually we go to a boring office party with our parents.
That's where we're going before the car conked out.
So you don't gather around and read the Christmas story?
The Christmas story, like 'twas the night before Christmas?
No, like the Bible story. And it came to pass in them days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus.
I never heard that Christmas story.
Me neither.
It's from the Bible.
Every Christmas Eve, he decorates the cedar tree and Uncle Yule reads the Christmas story.
Ooh, exciting.
Uncle Yule? What kind of name is that?
It should be Yuletide. See, he was born Christmas Eve just like Jesus.
Like Jesus?
I don't know about that, and I still don't believe you have an uncle named Yuletide.
In the flesh and at your service.
Uncle Yule.
Howdy, Uncle Yule.
Heard we had some company. Some cousins or something.
We're not cousins.
This here's Cousin Daniel and Cousin Dustin and Cousin Chelsea.
That's just Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be spending...
Just Chelsea.
They're going to be spending Christmas with us.
Oh, please, no.
Pleased to meet y'all's acquaintance. Is your mom and pa here, too?
Yes, our parents are here somewhere.
Dad's been trying to get someone to fix our car.
Which may be impossible on Christmas Eve.
And Mom's nursing a migraine.
Well, where about y'all from?
We're from the city.
Our car broke down, and we're stuck in the middle of nowhere. Now we're going to miss Christmas altogether.
Well, we do have Christmas out here, too, you know. Of course, we do got to order Air and Sunshine in the catalog, but we do have Christmas.
That's good, Uncle Yule.
Very funny.
It may be Christmas time here, but it won't really be Christmas like it should be.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Christmas is a country holiday, you know.
What?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very first Christmas took place in a little bitty old town called Bethlehem. Y'all group up here, youngins, and I'll tell you all about it. Back. Y'all think you can keep up? All right, here we go. There was a gal, from Nazareth. T'was a little country town so long ago.
There was a guy,
her honey lamb. And he took his bride to be back home.
It was a town
called Bethlehem.
Where his kin folks had once lived all right.
Yahoo!
And in that town,
her child was born.
Mary's child was born right there one holy night.
It all happened in the country, in a little country town. Country folks and farmers gathered all around. They gave a country howdy to a little country boy. Mama's little angel, heaven's pride and joy. All right, now y'all did pretty good on that one, but you're gonna have to really keep up with me, okay? We're gonna try and finish this thing up. You ready?
There was a barn,
behind an inn,
where God sent down a bushel of love.
That we know.
And in that barn,
there was a boy, who was born to be a king. Sure enough, I take it, y'all.
It all happened in the country, in a little country town. Country folks and farmers gathered all around. They gave a country howdy to a little country boy. Mama's little angel, heaven's pride and joy.
It all happened
in the country, in a little country town. Country folks and farmers gathered all around. They gave a country howdy to a little country boy. Mama's little angel, heaven's pride and joy.
Yeah, quaint.
Well, we like it.
So now what?
How about you render us a tune?
Render a tune? Oh, you mean sing a song?
I don't know. Our music wouldn't translate out here. You wouldn't understand it.
Well, what kind of songs do you sing, cousin?
Yeah, are they like the songs we sing?
Not at all.
Very different.
Different? Like how?
Well, okay, our Christmas songs sound cool.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Singing, Granny. These city youngins are showing us how they sing Christmas songs where they come from.
Well, it sounds like caterwauling to me.
Caterwauling?
Granny, is there a way of celebrating Christmas? And ain't so bad.
In fact, it's, what do you call it, cool?
For land's sakes, child, if you're cool, go in the house and put on a sweater.
Now, see, that's funny. She said cool, and she said put on a sweater. Don't you get it? It's funny, see? It's, never mind.
You call that singing?
Well, we call it music.
Ain't got much of a tune to it.
I suppose you can do better.
I reckon.
Let's sing the story of the shepherd, Granny.
All righty.
Oh, no, Granny. That one always makes me cry.
Fight it, Cora May. Fight it. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Shepherd chores, and suddenly up in the sky a bright.
enough singing. The Beatles is ready.
Beatles?
Come on, youngins. Wash up and help me get it on the table.
Yeah, there's hog jaws and turnip greens and cornbread. Man, Granny's cornbread really twangs my buds.
Come on, Cousin Daniel, Cousin Dustin, Cousin Chelsea. You can sit by me.
I don't need my buds twanged, thank you.
Me neither.
After we eat, we're going to decorate the cedar tree and Uncle Yule's going to read the Christmas story from the Bible.
No thanks.
Suit yourself. Come on, Cormie.
Help, we've been adopted by the Clampets.
What are we going to do, guys? I'm starving, and who knows when we'll get out of here.
There's hog jowls and cornbread. Just wait and twang your boots.
Oh, guys, I can't take it anymore. All the corncone talk and cousin this and cousin that. I've got to get back to civilization.
Me too.
I think I'm going to cry.
Hey, youngest, Granny says the Vittles is getting cold. Hey, now, what you bawling for?
Chelsea is, well, homesick.
Oh, well, everyone doesn't take to our country cooking and country ways.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but the Boonies just aren't me.
I understand. We didn't really fit into your plans. It's kind of like that first Christmas, I reckon.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it was bad enough that the King of Kings had to be born in that one-horse town called Bethlehem, but for him to have to sleep his first night in a barn, well, that just caught the whole world off their guard.
Is that really the way it was?
Yep, but that was God's plan anyways. He wanted to keep the whole world off their guard. You kids like peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Come on in the house. I think we can find something fit to eat.
Red, white,
can do it.
It's hard to believe, I guess, that there are people all around us who don't know the true meaning of Christmas, that it's about celebrating Jesus' birthday.
But there they was, city slickers with all their city thinking, not knowing the real Christmas story.
It was like a mystery novel or something. The more they heard, the more they wanted to hear.
Yep, they didn't ever want to try the hog jaws at Granny's table, but over a peanut butter sandwich and a glass of milk, them city kids got an earful of the gospel.
I think peanut butter jelly in the country is better than it is in the city.
You don't say.
And yeah, and country milk's gotta be better for you than the kind we get in the city.
I expect it is.
Uncle Yule, we're really sorry we kind of made funny of all of that country stuff.
Oh, that's no biggie.
Yeah, and we're sorry. I know this isn't country, but in fact, it's kind of quiet and peaceful.
And everybody's real nice.
Uncle Yule, do you think you could tell us the Christmas story one more time?
I reckon.
Hey, cousins, guess what? Your pa called. He said he got your car fixed, and he'll be here directly to pick you up.
Now you can get back to the city in time for Christmas.
Yeah, great.
Cool.
What's the matter, cousin? You don't sound excited.
Yeah, I thought you were so awful. I have to get back to the city. You cousin Chelsea? I mean, just Chelsea.
It's okay, Cormay. You can call me cousin if you like.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
Chelsea, you think Dad will let us stay long enough to decorate the tree and hear the Christmas story again?
I think so. I mean, I reckon.
Thank you.
So the story goes, their parents did let them stay to decorate the tree and hear their Christmas story again.
In fact, their mom and pa seemed to enjoy themselves too.
That their dad forgot about his office party he was missing.
And their mom forgot about her headache.
That night, they all gathered around and Uncle Yule prayed, thanking God for bringing them all together.
And them city slickers heard the real Christmas story for the first time.
You know, it's hard to believe that there are people. It's hard to believe there are people out there who don't know the true meaning of Christmas.
I reckon there's somebody here who ain't heard it, or somebody who needs to hear it again anyways.
And so, let's tell it again.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds. See, there was country shepherds, shepherds in their field, abiding in the field, watching their flock over by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
The story about the city kids in the country, well, it may or may not have really happened.
But the other story, the story about the Savior being born, it did happen.
He was a real baby with a real special purpose. He came to make us all brothers and sisters, not distant cousins.
And that's the story we came to tell you.
Now go and tell it to someone else.
Yeah, and tell them how it all happened in the country.